The game was in Dallas. The winning team was from the Deep South. But there were a lot of smiling faces in North Philly last night when the University of South Carolina won its first ever national championship in women's basketball. The Gamecocks were led by Coach Dawn Staley, a North Philly native and a giant among the city's basketball legends. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron went back to Stanley's stomping grounds the day after her triumph.
This is my treasure.
For more than three decades, Cheryl Hardy has run the Hank Gathers Rec Center in North Philly. The walls of her office are plastered with pictures of stars who've passed through this legendary gym. But no one has more wall space than Dawn Staley.
I show them all. That's our prodigy. That's Dawn.
Staley later became a phenom at nearby Dobbins Tech and won three Olympic gold medals as a member of Team USA. Until Sunday, only one major honor had eluded her, a college basketball national championship.
I just feel so truly blessed to be able to see her accomplish the last goal. And she's not finished. Believe me, she's not finished. That's just the beginning for her.
Perhaps there would be no beginning if not for another North Philly institution. Staley never wanted to become a coach, but in 2000, then-athletic director Dave O'Brien convinced her to take the head job at Temple. Lee Roberts, who runs facilities and event management for the athletic department, remembers keeping the court prepped for Staley's impromptu pickup games.
Before coach's knees started bothering her, she would be out here playing pickup. You better come to play. You better put the sneaks on tight, because coach was going to play and play hard.
Less than 24 hours after South Carolina's win, city officials kicked off a major renovation project at Dobbins Tech, Staley's alma mater. As the sledgehammer swung and demolition began, it was hard to ignore the poetry. A wall was coming down in North Philly, just as the neighborhood's most famous daughter had broken through her last barrier. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.